This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. And today's show is really, I'm pretty excited about it. Anytime we talk about a triple crown, you know, you immediately think about the big three. So today's show is tax strategies of the Roth IRA are actually a triple crown. And I think you're going to be excited to see how, you know, there's three different things within this one strategy that can really be a huge benefit to us as we enter in this finishing well stage of life.
Right.
And so, you know, to begin with, I have to go to the Triple Crown, you know, because I don't know if you've ever really thought about that. You know, you may think the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, but God's view of the Triple Crown is completely different. So, you know, if you really look at the scriptures and you go, where can I find God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, clearly identified at one point in time in the Bible. And it's a beautiful thing that you know, every son needs to know that he's the apple of his father's eye. And if we need to know that, you can imagine, wow, did Jesus need to know that? And so Jesus' baptism is the one place that we can clearly see all three members of the Trinity, the Triple Crown, coming together for this moment of Jesus' anointing, right? Because he goes down into the water, he comes up, the Spirit of God descends on him like a dove, and we hear the Father who, you know, his buttons are bursting off his coat.
He doesn't talk out of the clouds very often.
No. He's like, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And wow, you know, there you see the Triple Crown. And so John Owen wrote a book. He was a Puritan, you know, way back, 1400s, 1500s. It was called Communing with the Triune God. And so throughout my life, I've tried to think, how can I take full advantage of the Triple Crown? Like, how can I have a separate relationship, not a separate, but how can I commune individually with the Father versus commune individually with Jesus versus commune individually with the Holy Spirit? And so it's really been sort of, you know, behind the scenes, I love watching people's lives. Some people have a phenomenal relationship with the Holy Spirit. What are they doing in order to increase that relationship? Some people have a phenomenal relationship with Jesus, and some people, like John Eldridge, when it comes to being fathered by God, they really understand how, you know, Jesus makes that possible to have God as your father and not have that orphan spirit. So as we're talking about this classic Triple Crown today of the Roth IRA tax strategy, you know, Hans, I can't help but notice that you've been fathered by God all along. You know, in how to set these things up so that, you know, it's actually brilliant to see how in this season of life that this comes to the body of Christ.
Well, and so all that from me outlining the three benefits, tax benefits and income benefits that you're going to get out of a Roth IRA, that's pretty good, Robbie. It's pretty good by God.
Yeah, he's got all the he invented the whole Triple Crown idea, believe me.
So let's talk about what are those three benefits, okay? So if you get to a point in retirement, you're drawing your Social Security check, and you're also living off your other assets and your presumably making withdrawals from your IRA or 401k, those are taxable unless they're in a Roth. So if we could just envision that most of your IRA has been converted to a Roth. Now, the first benefit, number one, is that you're going to have tax-free income from the Roth. And tax-free income is almost twice as valuable as taxable income, just in and of itself. So that's the first benefit. Pretty simple. You can enjoy tax-free income. But the second benefit of having this tax-free income is that you're going to avoid taxes, or you're going to pay less taxes on your Social Security. I mean, that opens up a whole new subject, which we'll talk about on another show. But if I oversimplify it, when you're drawing Social Security, you don't actually pay taxes on your Social Security income. I mean, they're presumed tax-free, and you're only going to pay taxes on your Social Security income if you have substantial other income, like a withdrawal from an IRA, which is most people in America.
A traditional IRA.
A traditional IRA. Right. And so when you withdraw money from your traditional IRA, that creates taxable income, which is going to drive taxes on your Social Security check. So this is the second benefit. If you have a Roth IRA or a substantial amount of Roth IRA is a substantial percentage where that income is going to be tax-free. It's also not going to count against your taxation of your Social Security check. Second benefit.
Yeah.
Then the third benefit is this thing called IRMA, which we've talked about on several shows before. Presumably, when you're retirement, you're going to be on Medicare. And if your income is above a certain level, you're going to pay this additional tax on your Medicare, which is IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount. Not going to get into the details of that today, but just assume that there's a threshold. If your other income is above a certain amount, now you got the third tax or the third benefit of a Roth IRA distribution in retirement is you're not going to be paying the IRMA tax. So there's your three
benefits. That's the triple crown, right?
That's the triple crown.
No income tax on the distributions.
Right.
It's not going to affect your Social Security income to where you have to pay tax on your Social Security, and no IRMA. And so for a lot of our listeners, this might be the first time you've heard that term IRMA. And as Hans was saying, essentially, you've got Medicare, but if you've got really large income, you pay more on Medicare than you would, you know, like me.
So if you're already in retirement, right, you're drawing Social Security, and then your other income, whether it's from IRA withdrawals or not, you know that you're paying taxes on your Social Security because that's driven by your other income. And then if that income is substantial, you're paying that IRMA penalty or the IRMA surcharge. You already know this. And then you may not be aware, and you may think that, well, there's nothing I can, I'm already there. I've got this big traditional IRA or this big 401k balance. I need to draw from it to live. So that drives taxes on my Social Security, and it causes me to pay the IRMA. So you're already aware of this. And we could still do some Roth conversions, and we could still do those. In fact, we might want to consider, you might be the person that we might want to consider this. I didn't say do this. I said consider it. And you just take the whole bite in 1 year. Or you spread it over a couple of years. But if we do this in retirement, that's going to make those other two problems worse for 1 year, possibly to make them better over your lifetime. Who I'm speaking to a lot here are the people that you're not in retirement yet, or you're just at retirement, or it's a few years away.
Or actually, from what I know, you know, from the rest of the story, is somebody could be 30. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
And they're contributing to a 401k or to an IRA. And so this is critical information for really anybody that, as far as understanding the real implications of the Triple Crown.
It absolutely is. So here's where it goes, is that Roth IRA or Roth 401k distributions are tax-free as long as they happen after 59 and a half, which we're making that presumption. I mean, that in and of itself is pretty cool. But when we do it from a planning standpoint, you're probably just now learning that your income in retirement is going to drive a lot of other taxes in other areas. And the triple crown, it actually, we could go on and on and on. There's some other benefits of having tax-free income in retirement, but we'll just leave it at the triple crown for now. So where that leads us to is you, if you already have a substantial balance in your 401k or your IRA, and it's not any of it or just a small amount of it is in Roth, because many of you have a traditional 401k, but you've taken advantage of Roth contributions at some point. So many of you have a Roth balance. What I'm going to propose to you is, you know, and just propose it to you as to consider, is a Roth conversion strategy. And if your money's already in an IRA, it's pretty simple. And we use a computer to do that. Is we're just going to calculate how much you can convert per year to get to a target amount, okay? And so we generally do these over several years. So if you're 60 and you're going to retire at 66 or 67, is at least in the plan, well, then we may spread this Roth conversion strategy out over 5, 6, 7 years.
It actually, you know, if I can put a little disclaimer in here, Hans, this is one of those don't try it at home strategies.
Right, right.
In other words, yeah, this is
hire the plumber. Hire the plumber.
Because, you know, there's a lot of strategy, but if you just dump all your money into a Roth, I mean, you're wake up to a tax bill.
Or you just pull it out of your IRA and then try to put it in a Roth. That won't work either. So don't try this at home. You need to get somebody that is a professional like me, because the bad news here is that's going to increase your tax bill currently, possibly even substantially. So that's the first thing when I present these Roth conversion strategies to a client. You know, it's a question of how much influence I can have over the client to look to the future taxes and put...
Yeah, because there's obviously a triple crown the other way. I mean, certainly that if you wait, you're not only going to affect what you pay on income tax, but now you're going to pay on your Social Security and you're also going to pay IRMA. So part of the waiting strategy is you get the triple whammy.
Well, the government's got it's pay me now or pay me later, and it possibly could be much more later. So we're going to go to break here in a second. You know, and
yeah, we got to mention that today's show is taxes. You know, one of the 7 worries tabs there at cardinalguide.com, where you can get the free PDF of that whole chapter of Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which we can just send you out for free if you'll email Hans, which is right there at cardinalguide.com. When we come back, we're going to put some flesh on these guys, you know, to actually give you some living examples of what this might look like with people when they go for the triple crown. Stay tuned.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with our good friends and certified financial planner Hans Scheil. In today's show, we're talking about the triple crown, tax strategies for your IRA, 401k as well. We could say, you know, it's not in the title of the show, but 401k is very much part of this strategy as well. So let's get a little bit more into it.
Yeah. If you got a substantial IRA and it's a substantial Roth or a substantial amount of it is in the Roth, you can draw income in retirement that's going to be tax-free. That's the first benefit. The second benefit of the Roth IRA income strategy is you're going to lessen or avoid taxes on your Social Security, making it tax-free. And the third benefit is if you're above certain thresholds and you face, you know, the Medicare tax called IRMA, you could Roth IRA income doesn't count against calculating IRMA. So there's all kinds of reasons to look to the future and have a substantial portion of your IRA in the Roth so you can enjoy tax-free income in retirement. So the piece we were talking about is you brought up on the earlier segment about the person who's 30. Okay, and so if you're 30 and you're only participating in your 401k at work, the first thing I'd ask you to do is check with your employer and find out, and they most likely do, they may not have advertised this to you that much, but there's a Roth side of your 401k. I mean, you want to ask them, can I contribute to a Roth 401k? Or can I take part or all of my contribution and put it in a Roth right from the beginning? And most employers now have that. Okay, they didn't 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but they do now. Okay, so you need to check with them. And if they do, I have a client that the very first meeting, you know, we were talking about all this, and I told him, I said, I need you to check that. And he said, oh, they don't offer that. I work for a small employer, and, you know, if they did, I'd know about it. I said, well, I still need you to check it. And then he's saying, my wife's probably does. And so by the time I met with him the second time, he had already learned the answer to that was yes and changed all their contributions over to the Roth. So if you're 30 years old or 40 or, you know, whatever, you got a lot of years where you can contribute to the Roth side of the thing. So by the time you get to 60 or 65 or 70, you're going to already have built up your money on the Roth side of the equation.
Right. But there is, like you had mentioned, there's another side to this that you need to be aware of. And your employer is going to say, well, you don't want to have to do that because then you won't save in all the taxes because you're going to have to pay tax on that income. And that, there again, it gets back to taking advantage of low tax rates and you know, paying. It's essentially saving money in the long term, like a lot of savings accounts.
It's the simple thing of delayed gratification. Okay, I mean, do you want to pay the taxes now, or do you want to pay the taxes later? You know, and would you rather pay tax on the seed, or would you rather pay tax on the harvest? Okay. And, you know, you may look at this, and I'm just not blanketly telling you to do this because you need to be able to afford to do it. And I don't want you putting less in your IRA or your 401k just simply to put it in a Roth. So we'd really need to sit down and talk about this. But my point is you can get the money into the Roth side of the thing right from the beginning. And when your employer does their matching, they can't do the matching on the Roth side. They've got to do it on the traditional side. You also can't do conversions from within a 401k so you can't take the money you've accumulated already and convert it to the Roth inside of the 401k. And there's just a bunch of tax reasons for this. You can't do it. But we got an answer for that too, is if you're one of these people that's 55, 60, 62, 65, and you've got a bunch of money accumulated in your 401k. It's obviously on the traditional side, and you're interested in this strategy, and now I'm telling you, you can't do these conversions within a 401k. There are some alternatives, and one of those would be that if your employer allows an interim distribution, many employers, they all have different rules about this, but most of them are going to allow this, and if they allow it, you got to be over a certain age. They're going to allow you to pull some of your money out of your 401k, maybe a substantial amount of it, and just doing an interim distribution if you're with the idea that you're approaching retirement. Well, don't go do this on your own either.
But it's, again, paying tax on the seed versus harvest. But I want to go back for a minute to the 30-year-old guy because I was sitting there processing what you're saying. I don't want anybody to miss it. You know, most people have an employer match. And so you heard Hans say, I don't want you putting less money in your IRA. So if you've got an employer match, you know, of up to $600 a month or whatever, you know, by all means, you know, continue to put that 600 in there. But what extra you might be putting into your IRA, put that on the Roth side, right?
Yeah. Well, they're still going to match. They're just going to do it on the traditional side.
Oh, okay. So you could – okay, that's – I'm glad I asked the question then. So I could still do my $600 on the Roth side, but their 600 is going over to the traditional side.
Traditional side. This stuff is tricky, and so we leave out a lot of details on the show because we don't want to lose our listeners. Let's just get the concept. If we've got a balance in an IRA or a 401k that we haven't paid tax on that money yet, it might be beneficial through the use of the Roth to pay the taxes now or pay the taxes on some of it over a number of years to get a portion of this over to the Roth. And the reason we're doing that is we want to be able to enjoy tax-free income in retirement. And the tax-free income is going to go beyond just the income from the IRA. It could possibly make our Social Security check come tax-free, and it probably possibly could help us avoid taxes on Irma or on Medicare. So we wanted to go into a couple of examples, and we've used up a lot of our time. So let's just take somebody, for instance, that has $300,000 in their IRA, okay? Or it's in their 401k, and they're old enough that they can do an interim distribution. We might want to put together a strategy that's going to move like $50,000 a year over in a Roth conversion for 6 years, okay? And that would get the whole $300,000 over to the Roth. But you might not want to go to that extreme. My proposal in most of these is that you're going to keep some money on the traditional side, and you just want the lion's share of it to be on the Roth side. So, and you don't want to do this all in 1 year because it's going to create a huge tax bill. So we want to do it systematically over a number of years, and we don't want to do all of it necessarily. And we just want to get – so we got a bucket of money when we get to retirement that we can withdraw from tax-free.
Right. And then compare that to somebody, you know, like a lot of the folks that are like me. You know, they have an $80,000, you know, IRA or 401k, and they're looking at, you know, between them and their wife, $1,500, $1,600 a month in Social Security each. So they're around $3,000, and they got an $80,000 IRA.
And that's all they got.
That's where they're sitting, and they're going, okay, well, I can take out $600 a month, you know, from or $60,000 a year out of my IRA on my minimum distribution.
You mean $6,000.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, $6,000 a year out of my IRA to get my salary back up to the $3,500 a month or whatever I was looking at.
Well, so that person, first of all, we just want to leave the IRA alone, just contribute more to it. Take it off our taxes while we're working. If they got $80,000 in their 401k, we don't want to do a Roth conversion with them, okay? Because it's not necessary, because they don't have enough money accumulated and they don't anticipate that taxes on their Social Security are going to be a problem for them in retirement. So I'm not sure that this person, unless I got some more facts.
So I would be under the threshold anyway.
Right. And so what I'm going to do with this person is just encourage you to build up your balance until retirement as much as you can. And then when you get to retirement, then a lot of those folks, they don't take any minimum distribution or any early distribution because they really don't need it. They just live off their Social Security. And they don't pay any tax on their Social Security. So they're already there. And $1,500 a month each is $3,000 a month. $3,000 a month tax-free is like $5,000 or $6,000 a month taxable. So a lot of people live just fine off their Social Security. So what I'm going to encourage them to do with their IRA balance is to begin withdrawing some of it every year once they're in retirement up to those thresholds where they'd have to pay tax. So that might be $10,000 a year. So that thing maybe, if it grows to 100, it may be over 10 years, we're going to drain that thing, and we're not going to pay any tax on that $10,000 because that's the only other income they have. We're not going to pay any tax on our Social Security, and we're sure not going to be paying Irma on Medicare. Now, So with that person, the strategy might be completely the opposite, is just to leave it in traditional, and then once you get retired, we're going to want to be making withdrawals, even if we save the withdrawals or buy life insurance with them. There's all kinds of things we can do. Now, what I also wanted to talk before we're through here is let's take the person that has $3 million in their IRA, okay? So we're going to take it times 10, and they've got a big income. They don't even know about Irma yet. They don't know about number three, but they're going to be paying some pretty serious money for their Medicare. They're definitely going to be paying taxes on their Social Security, and then we got to look at whether they have other assets or not. But many of those folks that have substantial money, this can become a no-brainer. It's kind of scary for them, and they're not going to like it at first, to turn their $3 million traditional IRA or taxable IRA into a $1.8 million Roth IRA, or leave it at a $3 million IRA but convert it and pay the taxes out of other assets if they have them. When you start running the numbers on all of that, they're the people that really get the triple crown effect of tax-free income. I mean, people, or they have $1 million or $1.5 million. I mean, when you start getting up into these large IRA balances and then you need to live off it in retirement, you're going to really get the triple crown effect. But we're going to have to sit down and look at your situation individually.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Hans. Again, all this information you'll find in the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. It's available at Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal, cardinalguide.com. That was so much fun doing the show today. Hans, we will talk to you next week.
Okay.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.